Being a Christian means more than going to church on the Lord's Day. It involves a changed and transformed life, affected by the Holy Spirit. A true Christian will be a man or woman of God who will evidence the joy of the Lord in all of his relationships. In John's Gospel, verse 18 of chapter 14, Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." A paraphrase of our Lord's words would read, "I will not always be away from you. You will not remain as orphans, for I will come to you again, and then you will be with me forever." Jesus said in verse 19, "Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also." It would seem that Peter had this promise in mind when he wrote in his first epistle, chapter 1, verse 8, "Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." The ungodly cannot see Christ through the eye of faith because they are blind in unbelief. Christ's followers walk by faith until death, and then when he returns, they shall be raised in his likeness to be with him forever. Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you." That day refers to the day of our Lord's return. "At that time ye shall know," Jesus said. "We shall understand all things." Jesus also said in verse 21, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." In verse 15, our Lord made a similar statement to the 11 disciples. In verse 21, the application is to all Christians of every generation. The obligation to keep Christ's commandments is equally binding upon all who are true followers of Jesus Christ. The obedient life is not without its rewards. Jesus said, "And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." What could be more consoling than to be sustained by the loving favor of the Father and the Son? No greater reward could be realized than the joy of walking in harmony with God, overshadowed by his abounding love. Yet one tiny act of habitual disobedience could rob a believer of this joy. In verse 22, we read, "Judas saith unto him," not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Now this Judas was not the traitor who had departed from the upper room. Actually, it was Jude, the writer of the epistle, the brother of James. It appears that Jude, like others, expected Christ to establish an earthly kingdom, and then his true identity would be disclosed to everyone. Thus, he was confused when Christ spoke of manifesting himself only to those who obeyed his commandments. Now, in verse 23, our Lord restates what he had already declared in verse 15 and 21. "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Here he speaks of words rather than commandments. Words would embody the full counsel of God as presented in the Scriptures. The believer is obligated to obey not only the commandments, but also revealed truth, all of it. We read in verse 24, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." This is the same truth stated negatively. Where obedience is lacking, love will be missing. God says in 1 Samuel 15:22, "To obey is better than sacrifice. It is easier to offer sacrifices to God than it is to obey God. But to satisfy the heart of God and to experience his love, there is no substitute for obedience to his revealed word." Now looking at verses 25 and 26, we read, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The promise of the Spirit's teaching ministry was not for the disciples only, but for all believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. All things refers to all that is essential to spiritual welfare and growth. One need not go beyond the Word of God and the Spirit's interpretation of the Word. What is recorded in God's Word had been made possible by the Holy Spirit. We read in 2 Peter 1:21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." We also read in 1 John 2:27, "But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him." You see, we have the inspired Word of God. But not only that, we have the Holy Spirit within us to teach and instruct us in the Lord's way. If you are not already in the habit, begin a regular and systematic study of God's Word. Do not rob yourself of the all things that are so essential and valuable for your spiritual growth. If you give the Bible the place it should have in your daily program, it is certain that you will say, as did David in Psalm 119, verse 103, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Now, friend, if you don't know Jesus Christ, what I am saying will have little meaning. It is Christ who makes life worthwhile. That's why I want to urge you to trust him as your Savior and Lord if you never have. You can enter into all the promised blessings of the Word of God at this very moment if only you will ask Jesus Christ to come into your life. Now, the first thing you must recognize is you are a sinner. You have sinned and come far short of the glory of God. Anyone who does not realize his own sin cannot be saved. We must see that we have sinned and fallen far short of the glory of Almighty God. And the moment we see our sin, then we can say, "Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but I know that you died for me, and right now I receive you as my Savior and Lord, and you will be saved for all eternity." Will you trust Christ if you never have? Blessed God, help some to see the light, and may they trust in him who is the light of the world. And for believers, teach us how to study the Word of God, that we may be filled with the truth, that we may proclaim the truth, and live in obedience to the truth. Have your way, do a work in our hearts, glorify your blessed name through us, for I ask and pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.